Expecting the Lord by Anne Griffiths. Being myself so corrupted with the forsaking life I lead, to be on your holy mountain is high privilege indeed. There the veils are rent and coverings destroyed from that time forth, and there is your excelling glory on the transient things of earth. Oh, to keep at that high, drinking where the streams of great salvation flow, till I'm utterly disthirsted from the transient things below, to live, and my Lord always expected, to be, when he comes, up and awake, quick as a flash to open for him, enjoy him without stint or break.
Battle Hymn of the Republic by Julia Ward Howe. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the fatal lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. I have seen him in the watchfires of 100 circling camps. They have builded him an altar in the evening dews and damps. I can read his righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamps. His day is marching on. I have read a fiery gospel writ in burnished rows of steel. As ye deal with my contemners, so with you my grace shall deal. Let the hero born of woman crush the serpent with his heel, since God is marching on. He has sounded forth the trumpet that shall never call retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of men before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on. In the beauty of the lilies Christ was born across the sea, with a glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make men holy, let us die to make men free, while God is marching on.
Sonnet by Amy Levy. Most wonderful and strange it seems that I, who but a little time ago was tossed high on the waves of passion and of pain, with aching heat and wildly throbbing brain, who peered into the darkness, deeming vain all things there found, if but one thing were lost, thus calm and still and silent here should lie, watching and waiting, waiting passively. The dark has faded, and before mine eyes have long, grey flats expanded, dim and bare. And through the changing guises, all things wear inevitable law I recognize. Yet in my heart a hint of feeling lies, which half a hope and half a despair.